Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Daya kara more Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
Daya kara more
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Daya kara more Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Tuma bina ki dayalo jagat sansare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama
Shilabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Vaidyasa Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai. Maa Purnabuddhi Dham ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai, Alachua Niramaniti Dham ki jai, Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulasi Maharani ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Sri Jagannath Ratha Jatra Festival ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita Class ki jai, Samvata Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So we left my phone there. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please recite three times. We can do together. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we are going to recite one of the very important chapter of Sanatana Shiksha. There are four chapters that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Sanatana Goswami Pad. What is bhakti and what is covering bhakti, karma gyan, yoga, etc. And who are the performer or reformer of all bhaktis. So today we are in the middle of this chapter 20, Srila Prabhupada's titles, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami Pad in the science of the Absolute Truth, and today we are covering 4 slokas. The last sloka will do the response, or these 3 slokas will do together. Bapera dhana ache, gene dhana nahi pai. You have 131?
Yeah.
Okay. Tabe sarvagya kahe tare praptira upai. Bapera dhana ache, the father has some treasure. Gyane, by this knowledge, dhan, treasure, nahi pai, one does not get. Tabe, then, sarvagya, the astrologer, kahe, says, tare, unto the poor man, praptiro upai, the means of getting the treasure. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Although being assured of his father's treasure, the poor man cannot acquire this treasure by such knowledge alone. Therefore, the astrologer had to inform him of the means whereby he could actually find the treasure. Text 132. Ei sthane ache dhana jodi dakshine khudibe bhramarul Boduli uthibe dhanna paibe. The astrologer said, the treasure is in this place. But if you dig toward the southern side, the wasps and drones will rise, and you will not get your treasure. Majority people in this world are in this category. They always feel some itching. They need to do this, they need to do that, they need to go there, they need to make more money. This is what this refer. It's a metaphor Mahaprabhu is giving so nicely. 133. Paschime khudive taha jaksa ekahaya sei bhigna karibe dhane hatana par raya. If you dig on the western side, there is a ghost who will create such a disturbance that your hands will not even touch the treasure. It's interesting. This ghost here are kind of a not schizophrenic or bipolar only, more than that. Almost everybody goes through this in their life like this. So 134. Uttare khudile ache Krishna ajagare dhan nahi pabe khudite gilibe savare. Translation. If you dig on the northern side, there is a big black snake that will devour you if you attempt to dig up the treasure. This is the idea of swallowed by this Brahma, so-called Brahmananda idea. But nobody knows what kind of happiness is there inside the stomach of a ajagar or merging into Brahman. Why? Because nobody has ever come back to tell us. Whether because they want to lose their identity, the experiencer, not experiencing, they go to a deep sleep, like a sushupti. So because when you come out of deep sleep, you may say, well, I had a good sleep. But during the sleep, do you have any idea where you were? No. How do you know it was good or bad? No record. So, this idea of Brahmananda, so-called Brahmananda, is different. Now, we also get Brahmananda. The moment a devotee in Krishna Consciousness Society come to a point, my Lord, I'm done. I am your my Lord. from today I will not do anything that will not please you, and I will do everything that will please you. These two principles is the stepping towards the surrender. Surrender has a six folds, but these two are the active principle. So when devotee actually literally does this, I'm sure you all have experience, maybe for 5 minutes, 1 hour, one day, or whole life surrender, however. Because somebody say like this in front of deity or Prabhupada or their guru, and then after little time, week or month or something, little diversion takes place. But still, if somebody can stay at that, that is also Brahmananda. That Brahmananda is different than Mayavadis or impersonalist Brahmavadis Brahmananda. Now 135, today's verse, response.
Purva diketa te mati alpa khudite. Dhanera jari poribek tumara hatete. Purvadike tapte mati alpa khudite. Dhanera jari poribek tumara hatete. Purva dike tate mati alpa khudite. Dhanera jari paribek tumara hatete. Purva dike tate mati alpa khudite. Dhanera jari paribek tumara hatete.
Radhika Raman, you are Bengali.
Purva dike tate mati alpa khudite. Dhanera jari paribek tumara hatete.
Mothers.
Purva dike tate mati alpa khudite. Dhanera jari paribek tumara hatete.
Anyone else? No.
Purva dike, on the eastern side. Tate, there. Mati, the dirt. Alpa, small quantity. Khudite, digging. Dhanera, of the treasure. Jari, the pot. Paribek, you'll get. Tumara, your. Hatete, in the hands. Translation: however, if you dig up a small quantity of dirt on the eastern side, your hands will immediately touch the pot of treasure. Purport. The Vedic literature, including the Puranas, states that according to the position of the conditioned soul, there are different processes: karmakanda, gyanakanda, the yogi process, and the bhakti yoga process. Karmakanda is compared to wasps and drones that will simply bite if one takes shelter of them. Gyanakanda, the speculative process, is simply like a ghost who creates mental disturbance. Yoga, the mystic process, is compared to a black snake that devours people by the impersonal cultivation of Kaivalya. In other words, through bhakti yoga, one's hand touch the hidden treasure without difficulty. Therefore, it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishya Sarve Ahameva Vedaha. one has to take to devotional service. Although Vedas enjoin one to search out Krishna and take shelter at his lotus feet, other Vedic processes will not help. According to Bhagavad Gita, only the bhakti process is said to be definitive. Bhaktamam avijanati, this is the conclusive statement of the Vedas. And one has to accept this process if one is serious in searching for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives the following statement. The eastern side represents devotional service to Lord Krishna. The southern side represents the process of fruitive activity, karma kanda, which ends in material gain. The western side represents jnana kanda, the process of mental speculation, sometimes called siddhi kanda. The northern side represents the speculative method, sometimes are the mystic yoga system. It is only the eastern side, devotional service, that enable one to attain life's real goal. On the southern side, there are fruitive activities by which one is subject to the punishment of Yamaraj. When one follows the system of fruitive activity, his material desires remain prominent. Consequently, the result of this process are compared to wasps and drones. The living entity is beaten by the wasps and drones of fruitive activities, and thus suffer in material existence birth after birth. One cannot be free from material desires by following this process. The propensity for material enjoyment never ends. Therefore, the cycle of birth and death continues. The spirit soul suffers perpetually. The mystic yoga process is compared to a black snake that devours the living entity and injects him with poison. The ultimate goal of the yoga system is to become one with the Absolute. This means finishing one's personal existence. However, the spiritual part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has an eternal individual existence. Bhagavad Gita confirms that the individual soul existed in the past, is existing in the present, and will continue to exist as an individual in the future. Artificially trying to become one with the Absolute is suicidal. One cannot annihilate his natural condition. A jaksha, a protector of riches, will not allow anyone to take away riches for enjoyment. Such a demon will simply create disturbances. In other words, a devotee will not depend on his material resources, but on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can give real protection. This is called Rakshayati Iti Vishwasa, or in Bengali poetry of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saranagati. Avaishya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasa Palana. The surrendered soul must accept the fact that his real protector is Krishna, not his material acquisition. Considering all these points, devotional service to Krishna is the real treasure house for the living entity. When one comes to the platform of devotional service, he always remains opulent in the association of the Supreme Personality of God. One who is bereft of devotional service is swallowed by the black snake of the yoga system and beaten by the wasp and drones of fruitive activities, and he suffers consequent material miseries. Sometimes the living entity is misled into trying to merge into spiritual existence, thinking himself as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This means that when he comes to the spiritual platform, he will disturb and will again return to the material platform. Again, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Je anne aravindaksha vimukta manina tai asta bhavada vishuddha buddhaya arujya krishena parampadam tatha patanti adha anadrita jusmat angraya. Such people may become sannyasis, but unless they take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, they will return to the material platform to perform philanthropic activities. In this way, one's spiritual life is lost. This is to be understood as being devoured by a black snake. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manaveshtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Padamaya Dadati Shapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Atitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare First of all, I feel very grateful to be here with all of you. I know today is a special day, Ratha Jatra, but still you took your time to come to hear Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is very nice. I'm also thankful to Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu, who translated very nicely many books. One of them is Brahman and Vaishnava of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this purport gives summary of all our problems, of all the souls, especially the human being. Now in the Brahman and Vaishnava book that he translated, it's very nice small article about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who gives the clue where this idea of karma, gyan or yoga, vairagya, tapasya, all this idea, where this is coming from, is all started from one place called apathy to devotional service. Biggest deadly disease in this world is what? Anyone has idea? What is the most deadly disease? The human being can relate, not the animal. is the loneliness. And to remove that loneliness, boring, they want to feel belong to something, someone, some group. They keep on going, life after life, they create by desire. So I'll read this small, beautiful article Bhaktisiddhanta Sudhakar gives. Before acquiring material designations, the living entity is supremely pure. Even though he is not engaged in serving the Supreme Lord, he remains situated in the neutral position of Santaras due to his marginal nature. Though the living entity born from the marginal potency does not at that time exhibit a taste for serving the Lord due to lack of knowledge of self-realization, his direct propensity of serving the Supreme Lord nevertheless remains within him in a dormant state. Though the indirect propensity for material enjoyment, which is contrary to the service of the Lord, is not found in him at that time, indifference to the service of Hari and the seed of material enjoyment, which follows that state of indifference, are nevertheless present within him. The living entity who belongs to the marginal potency cannot remain indifferent forever by subduing both devotional and non-devotional propensity. He therefore contemplates unconstitutional activities from his marginal position. As a sleeping person dreams that he is active in the physical world without actually being involved in activities, when the dormant, indifferent living entity of the marginal potency exhibit even a little apathy to the service of Supreme Lord and situate himself in a neutral, unchanging condition for even a little time, he is infected by impersonalism. This is the deadly disease. That's not said here, I'm just saying it. Because I was doing a lot of research last couple of days. That is why the conditioned soul desires to merge in the impersonal Brahman, thus exhibiting his mind's fickle nature. But due to neglecting the eternal service of the Lord, thereby developing the quality of aversion to the Lord, he cannot remain fixed in that position. In this way, aversion to the Lord breaks his concentration of mind and establishes him as the master of the world of enjoyment. I remember I was also reading the Jiva Goswami Pad's commentary on Shiram Jathadadi Vikara Vishesha Yoga, the famous slok. Who is the master of the border? I'm sure you all are familiar with border. When you cross, I remember I used to go with Jayadita Maharaj, Mukunda Maharaj, in late 80s, early 90s, to Tijuana border, crossing San Diego border to Tijuana to preach in the weekend. And I had an Indian passport still, so I had to wait long time. And Jayadita Maharaj, Mukunda Maharaj, they are already other side of the border. They're waiting. Because they have to check my visa, passport, stamp to go to Mexico and come back in the evening. Border is a place where you can say no man's land. Who owns the border? Not America, not Mexico either. No man's land. So that's why our Tatastha region. And I also found probably 6-7 verses. I really put it together, all those verses. That's where this Tatastha region, some idea what happened to the soul. Well, we made a choice. And those who made a wrong choice, guess where they are? They are here. And I'm one of them. Now, this infection, originally, the apathy to devotional service caused impersonalism born. In Golok Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha, nobody ever talks about merging into Brahman. I hope you all understand that. In the eternal abode, eternal associate, there is no such topics. Should we go and merge into Brahman? There is no such thing. It is only here, because we come from that border and this infection has infected our consciousness. That's why apathy to devotional service is like you are always searching for that reunion. I don't know if any one of you ever had an argument with your spouse or your relative or friends or children or parents. And sometimes if you argue, and after a little while you want to be normal, but you still don't want to be easily going, so you like saying, "Why you didn't do it?" He's 5 feet away, you don't have to yell to say it. I saw that, you know. I said, why do you have to raise our voice? Because the relationship is broken, so you have to like make a big show to draw attention. But when you have a very loving relation with that person, family member or whoever it is, you say, "Hari Bol, there it is." But if you don't have a relationship, there it is. It's like somebody 50 feet or 100 feet far. You can relate that when relationship is very healthy, sweet, everything harmonizes. So now, Prabhupada in the purport, or I would say, he is one of the acharya that I found 30% of his lecture, I could be wrong, but that's how I see it. It talks about against this impersonalism, mayavadism, karma, gyan, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke that too. But Prabhupada talks so much. So are we trying to, is bhakti or pure love is devoid of karma and gyan? This is a misunderstanding I also had. But I did some research by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching to Rupa Goswami Pad and Sanatana Goswami Pad. I'm going to share what I understood from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is the comprehensive literature on bhakti. Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada did not say, is a translation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Prabhupada said it's a summary. Just like teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I'm sure you all read, right? I hope. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya is not comprehensive of Chaitanya Charitamrita. No. It is a summary. Prabhupada put 5 subjects together because very important for easy to look the key points on Mahaprabhu's teachings. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is like a complete, comprehensive Mahaprabhu's teachings. How are these jnana and karma uncovered in bhakti? Because there are many definitions of bhakti or pure love in this world existed. But until Rupa Goswami Pad came, nobody gave complete definition of bhakti. You may say, well, there are many verses. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tat pratyana nirmala. Yes, that is there, but there you can find something is need to be retranslated. But when Rupa Goswami Pad gives this verse, Anna Vilashita Shunyam, Gena Karmadi Anabritam, Anukillena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. This verse is like a candy. Every devotee should chew it whole day. You can bring, literally I challenge this, you can bring any Srila Prabhupada's books, every chapter I'll show you this verse is there. Part of the verse is there. Because that verse is so beautiful. It's like a complete, not a candy, I think something, not everybody likes candy, but something like you cannot live without. So how Rupa Goswami Pada explains? That jnana and karma are two basic faculties of every living being, and more specifically, human beings. Jnana, knowledge, connotes with knowledge or cognition, and karma connotes with action. If we consider a body, when you say human body, the human body also has a head, has a hands, legs, heart. All these things complete makes a body. So similarly, metaphorically, karma is a primarily the part of the hands or active senses, you can say, karmendriya. Whereas jnana, knowledge, is the part of the head. When we hear Krishna katha, Krishna's pastime, generally Krishna pastimes in this world are seen in a three way, and we don't want to see that three way. One is they are either they say, I literally saw some Hindu families, they think it's mythological for the children to learn all this. What is this small cartoon books they used to have? Suktara or something, I forgot. They have a drawings and, you know, children buys it. Yeah, thank you. And so I asked this professor, I said, you have those nice books? He said, mythological story they have to learn. I was thinking, wow, where did he come up with this? Mythological. And that's what they think. And some people think Krishna's pastimes or Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, all this, historical. Well, some aspect that's true. So there are one group, they think mythological. Some people think it's historical. And then you'll see Bhaktivinoda Thakur also brings a squeezed meaning of each pastime represent particular anarthas. So there is a metaphorical. When you say Putana, Putana means pseudo-guru. She was so beautiful, but inside she was not beautiful at all. So sometimes pseudo-guru in this world. So it's like a metaphorical, some meaning. Krishna's story has some meaning. But devotee, follower of Srila Prabhupada, we take the pastime as a spiritual. Not mythological, historical, or metaphorical. I mean, it's okay. Those people are there. So, underlining this metaphor that I was talking about, the body, the hands and the head, and unifying it all is the heart. And bhakti, saddhatu anna upaya bharjanam, chitta vritti vishesh atma, chitta vritti. Bhakti is the process of the heart. Shastra says bhakti is the process of the heart. But it is not the process of the heart alone. It also engages the hands and head. When jnana and karma are covered, they are motivated by something other than pure love. That is why jnana karma di anabritam means removing the covering. So covering is basically a misdirection, just like you have a clear light, and if you put a little transparent glass or a paper, you'll see the light comes red and make everything red. Similarly, the soul has the capacity for action and cognition, karma and jnana. When there is a lack of devotion for the Supreme, then the capacity for action and cognition are misdirected. It is not that bhakti reject karma and jnana, because this is even amongst devotees. They misunderstand this verse. But if you collect all the quotes of Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami Pada, it's very clear. We are not rejecting karma gyan. We are the misdirection of karma gyan we are rejecting. So bhakti yogis are both active and intellectual. Isn't it? But both these faculties are subordinated to the love they have for the Supreme and therefore harmonized. At one level, purification means removing the impression which are imposed upon each soul, us, by the external world. Another understanding of purification is activating the longing for the Supreme. You know, 1968, Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture on Radhashtami in Canada, and he says you can measure your advancement when you feel separation from Radha and Krishna. Is longing is normal for the soul? Yes. Eternally, that is there. Even to the Nitya Siddhas. Just like Lord Krishna is playing outside, 20 feet from the kitchen of Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda is crying. Rohini Maya is asking, why are you crying? He said, I'm missing him. See, he was with you. He's just playing with the other children. You can see through the window. I know, but I miss him. And you wonder, what kind of love is that? It's a little crazy, like... That's not crazy, that's normal. Each of us has a longing for Krishna. It is innate nature. And if you don't feel, that is the disease. So Sukhdev Goswami, you can see an example of Sukhdev Goswami in the second canto nowadays in the temple we are coming in a few chapters. Sukhdev Goswami is going to give a very secret. He had a monastic disposition. But when he understood how all attractive Radha Shyama Sundar transcend the impersonal Brahman, then he used the phenomenal intelligence to compose and speak this beautiful literature we call Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, jnana, that when Rupa Goswami Pada says anabritam, anabritam means we remove those conception and contamination. That way, each of us, the soul's nature to love Krishna is activated. Then jnana karma becomes harmonized. Karma may also refer to some pious fruitive activity. There were many kings in the past who would perform some jagnas. And I remember I was reading the commentary of Prithu Maharaj. He said when he also did this big jagna, offering to the demigods, but he was offering as a king or a main person in the jagna to the Vishnu first and to the demigod as a prasad. That was very perfect. We can also see an example of Arjuna. Arjuna's whole disturbance that he doesn't want to fight. 1.46, first chapter, last verse, Arjuna says, I give up. But then 2.7, he took shelter of Krishna. He surrendered. He was an ISKCON devotee too. You know why? Because he said, I surrender to you. Karpanna dosa apahata sabhava. Prichami dharma sammuracheta. If you look at that verse and you break down, after 3 verses, he said, I surrender, but I'm not going to fight. You know, like, what kind of surrender is that? Sounds like a lot of devotees sometimes, you know, they like surrender to Guru and after a while they do whatever they want to do. So Arjuna was ISKCON devotee this is my opinion, I didn't say any acharya. Sometimes, not all, but some devotees sometimes act like this. They surrender and then after a little while they kind of like. So then we can see at the end of Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna says, Nasta maha smiti labda tat prasadat mayoksha sthitasmi gata sandeya krishi varchanam tabo, that he completely understood how his illusion, nashta moha, illusion has disappeared, gone. Smriti labdha, his understanding, here smriti is not just memory, it means his constitutional position as a surrendered soul, and Krishna is his eternal friend, well-wisher, master, is re-established. This is called smriti labdha. Tat prasadat maya achyuta. How this happened? How can we realize we are spirit soul? By the mercy. How the mercy will come? Grateful attitude. Tat prasadat maya achyuta. Tat prasadat, by your mercy. If we more we become grateful every day, literally, if you write every day, one line, why am I grateful to Prabhupada and Krishna? Just write every day, one line, one line, one line. After 30 days, you will become a different person. It's so powerful. So Arjuna expressed, this is his last proclaim, you can say, in Bhagavad Gita. After that, Arjuna didn't speak anymore. He says, Tat prasadat maya achyuta sthitosmi gata sandeha. Now I am firmly fixed in my eternal sabha. So we have a conditional, constitutional, and we build a bridge by cognitional. And when you come to constitutional or your soul level, then you will act just like Arjuna did. So what happened? Did Arjuna give up fighting? No. But he took this functional identity under the fundamental identity. We have to embrace karma and jnana under bhakti. Then it is accepted. And it is required, actually. So otherwise we don't have a separate. Oh, 8:46. I was going to talk about karma, something. But anyway, Prabhupada ended this with the Brahman. So much Prabhupada talks about Brahman. Impersonal is also that verse that Prabhupada put in the purport, Jayanya Arabindaksha. Prabhupada probably quote this, one of the most randomly quoted by him. But certain things, I'm just going to speak few minutes on that also in case. What is impersonalism means to each of us? Impersonalists are those spiritualists who believe that ultimate reality is impersonal. Why they got this misconception? I read it in the beginning, I hope you all remember. Due to the apathy to devotional service. If someone does not like to serve Krishna, they have this deadly disease, period. And nobody can escape from it. Even though they are trying, whole day, night, they are trying to do this one, this thing, that thing, this thing, that thing, that thing. And they will go life after life. They are searching for it, but they will never come to, until devotee's mercy comes upon their heart, and they will get out of this. Also about another point on the impersonalism, the ultimate spiritual realization involves shedding one's personal identity. That's why I made that point, that how do you know Brahmananda is some kind of a bliss or not? How do you know? You challenge to anybody, how do they know? They can never prove it. You may say, well, Krishna says, Brahmana hi pratishtaham, Brahmananda bhavedesha cheta praragda gunikrita. There are many verses, yes, they promote this, but in order to compare us, it's very funny. Prabhupada translated that verse, Brahmananda bhavedesha cheta praragda gunikrita, naitam bhakti sukham bodhe paramananda tullam api. How high is the bhakti ananda or shevananda? There is a jarananda, means material sense enjoyment. Above is Brahmananda, and then there is a Shavananda. So there is a superlative gradation. So to compare, Prabhupada gave the translation. He said, if you multiply 1,000 trillion times, I took a calculator, from the Googles, because Michael Golter did not work, and it did not give any result. 1,000 trillion times. You have any clue what it is? This is the happiness the soul will be experiencing in pure love, in spiritual level of reality. Of course, we know that you don't have to die here to experience the spiritual Sevananda. But what you have to do, you have to elevate your consciousness to a higher level of reality. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very nicely explained, Jedina grihe bhajana dekhi grihete golok bhaya charana sidu dekhiya ganga sukhana sima paya sukhana sima paya. You can find unlimited happiness in your own house when you elevate your consciousness to the level of transcendence. Now you may say, is it something like jumping over the material fence to go to that transcendence? No. That is a warning. Yes, that is our destiny. God is transcendental beyond the nature, but Krishna also expressed in 10:41 Bhagavad Gita very nicely that immense is God in the nature. Jajjad vibhuti matsattam simat urjitam evava tattat avagacchattam mama tejam sasambhava. That I'll end with this. We must learn how to love Krishna in this world, through the world, with the world. Then we will transcend. Transcend means you have to go above three modes also while transforming. Anything comes in contact. For an example, if a devotee goes to the Hitchcock and buys some flower, you bring it here, offer it to the Lord. The person who sowed the seed, person who watered, person who plucked the flower, person who loaded in the truck, person who drove the truck to the Hitchcock, I'm guessing how that's how it works, I think. And then manager over there, check, delivery, then the cash register, and then you plug the flower and cash register, check you out. All these seven people got a agyata sukriti. They have no clue they actually got a spiritual credit just because one Hare Krishna devotee brought this flower. These are called transforming. So we have to transcend while transforming. What do you have? You have a material body. Application sense and compositional sense. Compositional sense, well, this body is made of earth, air, water. So we have a material body. You have to use the material body. Brahmarpanam brahmahavir. Brahmagno brahmahutam. Brahmaneva tena gantibam brahma karma samadhina. How material thing becomes spiritual. 4.24 Bhagavad Gita explains, and Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport, that when we absorb, two things we need in spiritual practice, intention and action. One by itself will not be pure bhakti. Your action through mind and body, just like we are hearing here, or speaking, hearing, but we also have to have intention. What am I hearing for? Getting mercy from Krishna is not enough. It has to be nishkapat. I was listening to one lecture of Gaur Govinda Maharaj, so sweet. He says that Duryodhana and Arjuna both went to Krishna and both got mercy of Krishna, from Krishna. But one still got destroyed and one flourished. Why? Of course, Duryodhan was clever. I don't know how Jogamaya arranges. There was one chair, it says, in that room where Krishna was lying down. Why one chair, I don't know. Don't ask me that. So Duryodhan came, he immediately sat down on that chair, next to Krishna's head, somewhere there. And Arjuna came, he sat near Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna finally woke up from his nap. And he saw Arjuna. You know, when you wake up, first your eyes go straight. Oh, Arjuna, you are here. Duryodhana said, no, I was here before him. Because they both came for same purpose. Mercy from the Lord before the battlefield. So Krishna says, Arjuna is younger. He should have a right to ask the blessing first. Duryodhana said, but I came first. Why can't I have? So Krishna had to pacify him. Come on, he's a younger brother. Give him a chance. Okay. So Arjuna, Krishna says, look, I'm not going to fight in the war. I'm not going to take any weapons or fight. But I have a 9 lakhs Narayana Sena, very powerful soldiers. And Duryodhana is sweating. I hope Arjuna does not ask for these soldiers. I want those. Arjuna says, my Lord Keshava, Krishna, I just want you. And Duryodhana is thinking, he's a stupid. He doesn't know what he's asking, but I'm glad he didn't ask for that. Yes, our calculation, sometimes we calculate like this. No? What is the value of the world without God? Or what is the value of God without the world? Ask yourself which shoes you want to put on. So Duryodhana thought, what is the value of the world without... what is the value of God, Krishna, without the world? He wants the world. He's not interested of Krishna. But Arjuna always thinking, there is no value of the world without Krishna. These are two different kind of mental setup. Even though both of them got mercy, but that one mercy, you know, like I put it in a metaphor, it's like you want to take sweet rice for your family and you have to walk 5 miles from here to your house. So temple gave you sweet rice and on the way you're going, but there's a hole on the pot that you just trying to go quick. By the time you reach and ready to give, there is nothing left. So what was the big deal about the whole coming and going? There was nothing at the end. This is called Shakapat Kripa. Can you all say it? Shakapat Kripa. Say, we do not want Shakapat Kripa from Krishna or Prabhupada. We have to be very precise. It's not the mercy we are looking for. We are looking for a particular mercy. Now Arjuna asked for Krishna. He did not ask for soldier or others. And you can see the result what happened. Arjuna flourished. He was victorious. And Krishna's bond with him established very strongly. So this is the end of my conclusion. That whatever we do, karma and jnana, this purport is all about karma and jnana, Prabhupada talk. Make sure the karma and jnana, whatever you do with your active senses or your head, the knowledge acquiring senses, the eyes, make sure it is always under your fundamental identity that I'm a servant of my guru who is a servant of Krishna, like this. I end here. Any reflection, any further discussion? Or no? Any takeaway? Yes, Mother.
I was thinking how you said that the impersonalists, they have this concept that, you know, God is impersonal. But also, sometimes there is that thing that, you know, we understand God is a person, but like in Bhagavad Gita, mentions how, you know, there's that verse, I can't remember which one, that we have to overcome. One of the things we have to overcome is the fear of personal identity.
Yeah, 4.10.
So that can be also in devotees, like we have understanding that God is a person, but it seems like we have to, I mean, according to what I understand, we have to overcome also that fear to actually, you know, it's like a contamination or an obstacle. Mm. I mean, maybe you can explain or elaborate on that.
It's very nice. I think you're talking about 4.10. Bhagavad Gita, Vitaraga Bhaya Pudam Manmaya Namasita Bhova Gena Tapasya Putam Madbhavam Agata. They got purified. Vitaraga Bhaya, three things. I think in the Parpar Prabhupada also put that we are born with these three attachments. You remember the Parpar?
This what attachment?
We are born with three attachments. Three, tres, uno, dos, tres. 4.10, Bhagavad Gita. One is negligence of spiritual life. You know negligence of spiritual life? Did you take birth and you say, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? I don't know how many. I mean, I haven't heard. Narottam Das Thakur did. Very rare. Negligence of spiritual life. Second is fear of spiritual identity. And frustration arising from voyeurism. I'm just summarizing what I remember Prabhupada says. Very important that verse actually. Also Prabhupada gives a positive. After half of the purport, then he gives Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. Very nice. So I suggest, I was researching also that I love Bhagavad Gita. I do. Eternally I want to just read. Even if I, when I go to Golok Vrindavan, I must still read it. Bhagavad Gita is like a nectar, real nectar, nourishing. You have to meditate every day. I will not say the name because you all know him. He's a senior devotee and he confessed one day that he cannot really embrace Krishna's personal form as the reality. He said, you know, I'm so many decades practicing. I won't go details about him, but he confronted. I said, Prabhu, immediately jump into deity worship. Deity worship is the most important. Even though, you know when deity worship established in this material world, in this material world, it is prescribed that in Dwapara Yuga, the deity worship is recommended. Right? In Kali Yuga, Sankirtan, Treta Yuga, Jagna. But Prabhupada writes that actually deity worship inaugurated in Treta Yuga. And the reason he gives such a logic, Prabhupada says, that when people lost their respect to the saintly people, nothing you can do to revive their dormant love for God. So immediately the saintly people started building temple and in Treta Yuga, even though it was not for the time, because the people, deity worship is very important for everybody, every class of people. Deity worship, we are not an idol worshipper, we are ideal worshipper. Deity worship, we should always remember two things. One of the lecture of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, many years back I read, because I had also doubt. Because yesterday I think I was talking that one of the six things, if you don't have a faith, you cannot claim you are a devotee even. Who remembers? You remember? Can you say it loudly? First, Vaishnava, no, Vaishnava belongs to some race or caste. Vaishnava jati buddhi.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one. Another?
The deity is made of stone.
Deity made of stone. Very good. Three, third. Come on, we must remember, if we don't have a faith on these six, you are not even a devotee.
Guru
Shu Naramati means Guru is ordinary human being. Very good. Three we got. What are the other three?
Holy name is an ordinary
Holy name is an ordinary mantra. Very good, we got four. Only two more. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, one can claim he's a devotee only when he has a faith on this six principle. Two more? Not in that. Holidam is also good, but not in that. Krishna is another God. If you think like this, Krishna is another God. And the last one is every day we take.
Charanamrita.
Charanamrita is regular water. Sometimes even you will see the devotee, but don't judge. Maybe you educate them. No, this Charanamrita, akala mrityu haranam, sarva vedi vinashanam, Vishnu padodakam pritta, shirasa dharanam maham. You explain that verse that this is not an ordinary water. This is for your benefit you should do it. Sarva vedi vinashanam. The material existence, disease will go away. And because this foot wash water, Lord Krishna's lotus feet has four ingredients. Ashoka abhaya amrita adara tumara charana dai tahate ekana vishama lobhiya charinu bhavera bhai. These four ingredients is in charanamrita. It's so wonderful when you drink. But of course you may say, well, I'm drinking for decades, I don't see, what is the result? Well, do you know what the result is? So how do you know you didn't get? You know what I mean? I mean, you have to know what the result, then you can check. Now Krishna says in 10th canto, 24th chapter, when you have time, you can look at that verse. Getta agetta cha karmani janayam anutishtati. Getta agetta. Some people do things by knowing, and most of the people don't know. Krishna knows this. You think, you wonder, does Krishna knows what I'm going through, or he experienced what I'm going through? Krishna does. So he says some people fully aware why they do things they do, and majority people don't know. So he said, those who knows, vidusha karma siddhi shat, vidusha, one who knows why you do things you do, he will get the full result. And if somebody don't know, they will get little result. So if we want to get full result, then we should have. So my request is that we should, to remove the impersonalism, we must worship deity worship. Engage some deity worship. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was very nice. We are good friend on a WhatsApp, you know, like, he says, you know, I could not do because of my body, physical. And I had a doubt on this deity. So what I did, I started thinking and researching. And then I wrote a book about it. And it's in the Amazon, he told me. And I remember, so I also had it, and I was searching. Are we worshipper of form or substance? This is the question, you know, I was asking myself. Are we form worshipper or substance worshipper? Bhagavatam said, Vedam Vastavam Atra Vastu Shivadam Trapatrayana Unmulanam. That Krishna is a Vastav Vastu, Bhagavatam is a Vastav Vastu, real substance. This deity is a real substance. What is real substance? That he is a, you know, you ask a question. Because I have a, like a little crazy mind. I ask a lot of questions myself. Is Krishna, Radharani is attracted to Krishna because he is very handsome, most attractive? You know, just a question, silly question, and you just find out. No, Krishna is eternally possessor of six opulence. It's not like he's trying to, you know, make up his face or beautiful. He's eternally most attractive, most beautiful. It's not that he has a choice to, like, I mean, he made himself God. He made himself the beauty. You know, logically you may say this is Sandini potency. Yes, his body is made of Sandini potency, but it's inseparable. You cannot separate potency from that. So, in the beginning of deity worship, I found from my own understanding, deity worship is a access to take us to the Krishna origin form. And when you understand Krishna as a substance, then you will see the deity is the substance. But in the beginning, it's very difficult otherwise. We think, oh, that Prabhu went to Jaipur, he bought, he was talking to the sculpture. He told him, I know it is marble, how can you say this is Satchidananda form? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this idea, three things. Nama vigraha sarup tina ekarup tina bhed nahi tin chidananda rup. Nama vigraha sarup. Nama holy name, vigraha deity and the origin Krishna. Three are one, always, never separate, because three are Satchidananda. It's very difficult in the beginning. So we have to search for substance more than the form in the beginning. But when you acquire substance, you know how when you say acquire means you acquire, you contemplate, it goes to your ear, then you apply it. The moment you apply it, it goes to the head and then it starts entering into your heart. So it goes like this, and then you feel that substance of Krishna. You will start seeing Krishna as a Bhagavan, Saro Isharja Purna Bhagavan. At that time you will see the form and substance are one. But in the beginning, devotees should not just stay by looking at the deity. They should study and hear Prabhupada's lecture and all this quality. And this is the one way to remove. Is that okay? Thank you. Any other? Oh, you already went over. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Jai Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vanchakal Bhutra Vishnu Bhasam, Hare Chakati Dhanam Pavani, Vishnu Vithu. You didn't come and nobody gave you the permission. It is still there. Here. Okay. Hari Bol Prabhu.
We also worship the form because Krishna's form is praised all over.
Yes, we worship form, but our approach is that form is also substance. Otherwise, what happens? You will not be able to attach yourself by things to come. Affection, attachment. Rupa Madhuri is a substance. Substance makes the form.
That's why it's form is a manifestation
of the substance. Form is the manifestation of the substance. So that's why hearing about Krishna's Leela, Krishna's quality, Krishna's character is reciprocation. Nice to see you.
Thank you. संस्थापक लोकानां हितकारिणां त्रिभुवने मन्नं शरणं चैतन्य कृपा बरौ लोकानां हितकारिणां त्रिभुवने मन्नं